I would like to introduce today's kata. I actually gave the same kata about a month ago, and the best place for this kata, we were sitting under some very ancient trees near Jatipur. We had come to the place where we started 20 years ago to come and talk about Krishna. This was a very small group of devotees, mostly friends, who had seen in their life a vacancy, an empty spot, a spot which only Krishna could occupy. We were noticing our life was passing by, but we were mostly engaged with the things of this world. And we were, you know, our preaching projects, our publications, our building projects, all these things which we do in this world. But we knew that whatever we do in this world is of a short duration only. We will leave everything behind one day. This becomes particularly clear to us when someone who's near and dear to us suddenly, unannounced, dares to do something so inconceivable as to leave the body. Although this is the most natural thing in the world, that a hotel guest will leave the room which he occupies for a certain amount of time, we are so disturbed when someone or when we leave this one life behind. And at that time, the question comes up, did I live properly? So when we hear about Krishna, we will come to what is so important in our spiritual life, a sense of real identity. And we will begin to think, well, we have a relationship to Krishna. We are souls. And the moment we are clear about our identity, that moment we are clear about our values and the goals we wish to pursue in this life. Someone who is not clear about his identity cannot commit for a long time to values and certain goals. It will always change. So hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees at once makes brings a point to us which has to do with our identity as devotees of Krishna. So anyways, 20 years ago, a few bold men and women made the step to do something which was unusual at that time. We climbed over the fence, went into the forest, the sacred forest near Togavadan, and sat for a whole week hearing about Krishna based on the Bhagavatam and so on. And from there many things started. Now we are building maybe 150 meters from this spot a big retreat center. And more than that, more than building something, we try to bring a culture back, the culture of talking about the Lord and then supplying fresh fuel or nourishment to remember Krishna. This is a culture which modern man has lost. A culture also which needs to be introduced in our own movement, because even there it is not so prominent. Today I would like to share with all of us a very nice part of Krishna Lila. I would like to ask the question, who really is the ruler of the spiritual world? The great devotee Raghunath Das Goswami in Vilap Kusha Manjali says, "Oh Shrimati Radharani, oh Dhire," that's a name which he uses for Radha. "Oh Dhire" means you are totally undisturbed. You have a sober mind. "Oh Dhire, oh Radhe, may I see with these eyes how you are proclaimed the undisputed queen of Vrindavan Dham, and how Krishna comes to serve in your transcendental government." You might ask, well, why not Krishna? Why is he not the king of Vrindavan? Well, Raghunath Goswami says to Radha, "Dear, you are undisturbed, but Krishna is very restless, very playful, very joyful all the time." In German, you would say, sehr ausgelassen. And the ruler should be fixed. So, "Oh, Dhire, when will I see you becoming the queen?" In the Padma Purana and Matsya Puranas, you find a quotation where you said, Krishna made Radha the queen of Vrindavan. And another place says, Radha rules Vrindavan. And how this came to be, what happened, is part of this very beautiful katha, which I'm giving now for the second time. First, it was in the sacred forest in Vrindavan, and this time it is here in the ocean of nectar. Those of you who are new, please look around. We are in the ocean of nectar at the moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Prabhuparat, Prabhuparat, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Krishna one day thought in his heart, the whole world speaks about me and says how I give pleasure to their hearts. But is there someone who give or who can give pleasure to me? And then he thought again, everyone speaks about my qualities, how I create, how I answer prayers, how I am full of compassion. But is there someone whose qualities enchant even me? And as he was thinking, a great desire manifested in his heart. A desire to show the world, to show his devotees, to show all the inhabitants in Vrindavan who it is that gives pleasure to his heart, whose qualities enchant even him. And he called for Vrindadevi, the Lila Shakti, his own Lila Shakti. That is an energy of the Lord which enables the transcendental pastimes to blossom forth. And he said, O Vrindadevi, I wish that you become an ethereal voice, voice from the sky, and that you address the great yogini Purnamasi, Yogamaya, by asking her to arrange that Srimati Radharani, who gives pleasure to my heart and who enchants me by her many, many qualities, is crowned the undisputed queen of Vrindavan. Vrindadevi, the goddess of the forest, smiled. And when she smiled, all the flowers of the forest moved, and a wonderful breeze came up. And she said, so be it, my Lord. And she went up, and there became a voice. The voice boomed through Vrindavan. Anyone and everyone could hear it. She addressed Purnamasi, but it was for the ears of everyone. She said, O Queen of the Yogis, O Purnamasi, quickly give an Abhishek to Radha, who is the Chandra Lakshmi of Braj. Chandra means moon. Just like the moon shines alone, although there are so many stars around, the moon is prominent. So give an Abhishek to Radha, who is the Chandra Lakshmi of Braj. Arrange this in the forest of Vrindavan, which is praised in the whole universe. You must know that when Radha is crowned, a matchless treasure of beauty and bliss will emanate and come into the whole of Braj as well as in the world. Everyone in Braj and the world will become happy when the most wonderful mercy of Radha is worshipped. At that time, love will be given to the entire world. Vrindadevi is saying, when Srimati Radharani is worshipped, when she is crowned, bliss and beauty will pervade the entire life and world, and also mercy will reign and capture everyone and anything. When that voice came from the sky, there were different reactions in Vrindavan, as you can well imagine. The gopis heard it, that Radha will be crowned the queen by Purnamasi, and it was ordered from the sky. Wow, Akashvani. And they ran to Radha and embraced her with tears of affection in their eyes. When Purnamasi heard the voice, she smiled, knowing well that Krishna was preparing an extraordinary pastime through his Lila Shakti, Vrindadevi. When the people of Vrindavan heard this voice, they thought Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, was giving them an order. They didn't know from where the voice was coming from. Imagine all over, imagine at Goloka Dham tomorrow, at the last evening of the year, a voice comes, beautiful voice with nice sound, and says, Radha Madan Mohan will reign over the world, over Germany. They will shower love and mercy to all of Germany and the rest of the world. You would go, wow, our Radha Madan Mohan, we always knew. Or even the skeptics amongst you, wow, I think I'm in the right place here in the Krishna consciousness. So the Brijbasi thought it was Brahma, the creator, and they immediately ran to their homes and picked up all kinds of instruments. Some took string instruments, others took pipes, and although they were not expert to play, they made a huge orchestra and sound, expressing their great joy in song and dance. By the way, they were expert in music. Kundalata, the cousin of Krishna, thought, however, I should make sure that everyone knows that Radha will be crowned the queen. And she went with some gopi assistants to every nook and corner of Vrindavan, even the places where she thought the voice had not been heard, especially those places, and announced the Adivas ceremony, which would take place that very evening. The next day would be the royal Abhishek. On the day of the Abhishek, there was a little difficulty. Srimati Radharani is very shy. She does not like so much to be in prominence. She wants Krishna to be in the prominent position. And she was fully dressed and ornamented. And she walked very majestically, but very shyly also, towards the jeweled podest which stood there in Vrindavan, the podest where the Abhishek would take place. Powerful devatas had assembled on earth. They had heard the voice. All of Vrindavan was there. Nanda Maharaj, his four brothers, Yashoda, millions of beautiful gopis and gopas, all dressed in their finest. And Srimati Radharani was shyly approaching the podest. Her eyes were moving back and forth, searching the crowd for Krishna. But Krishna, knowing well how shy Srimati Radharani would be to accept the first worship even before him, was consciously, deliberately hiding in the forest with a few very small boys. The small boys were always laughing and giggling innocently, as small boys do. And Krishna said, psh, 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 and they would he moved the twigs to the side and peered through and saw Radharani, who was looking for him, and quickly closed again the curtain of twigs and leaves. So Radha moved forward, and then Krishna signaled to Vrinda Devi, and again the same voice came and said, Radha, do not be shy. Accept the worship. This is our desire. So Radharani continued to walk. Just to give you a little understanding of Radharani's, how is it? How will Radharani walk? How does she look? There's a very beautiful prayer, which is the Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. It's a glorification of Krishna. And you will see devotees in Vrindavan chanting this prayer. There are some devotees who chanted 1,000 times while standing up to their waist in Radha Kund. And the 10th verse describes you a little bit how Radha walks. Aneka mantra nara manju nupurarava skalat samaja raja hangsa vangsha nikmanati gaurave. Vilola hema valari vidam vicharu chankrame kadakaresya sihamang kripakata shabhajanam kadakaresya sihamang Kripa Kataksha Vajanam. Radharani has captivating golden ankle bells. These ankle bells sweetly resound with a host of Vedic mantras as she walks. It sounds like the warbling of a flock of royal swans. So as she walks, there's the tinkling of ankle bells. It's more beautiful than this. And then you will hear all kinds of Vedic mantras. She's surrounded by that Vedic sound. The elegant beauty of Gaurangi's limbs as she walks along looks more beautiful than golden creepers which wave in the breeze. Radha, oh, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of mercy? So as she walks, the Brijbasi see her form. It looks more effulgent than lightning. I'm sorry, it looks more effulgent and brilliant than a combination of the purest of gold, lightning, and the Champaka flowers, very yellowish flowers. The brilliance of Radharani's face looks more beautiful than thousands of autumn moons. So just imagine Srimati Radharani walking to accept that worship. Everyone is silent and looks, being spellbound by Srimati Radharani's extraordinary appearance. All living entities, both the moving, animals, human beings, as well as the non-moving, trees, creepers, vines, are enchanted by the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is beside himself with ecstasy, seeing his most beloved getting the worship. When she puts her lotus feet on the first step which brings her to the throne, there is a brilliant light emanating from the nails on her lotus feet, which bathes everyone in ecstasy. There are all the goddesses assembled. Yamuna is there. Ekanangsa Devi, the sister of Krishna. Rudrani is there, the wife of Shiva. Indrani. They have taken a human form, and more than these goddesses, the sacred rivers have assembled there. Manasi Ganga is there, Ganga and Saraswati. They all have come in order to offer their services, and they come into the jeweled pots of the goddesses, who exclaim, "O Radha, now we will give you your royal bath." And as they drop these sacred waters on Radha, and as they go down the sacred waters, the demigods are beside themselves with joy and rain down a rain or shower of flowers from the heavenly planets, which makes everything so fragrant. Some of you like perfumes. Some men are very much into this. No, actually ladies, I think. You know, perfume smells even after you have taken your bath. It's a good perfume. But the smell of the heavenly flowers, like Parijata, etc., is so fragrant, my dear devotees, you cannot compare it with perfume of this world. It's very pervading, and it gives you a good mood. After the bathing ceremony is done, again, Ekanamsa comes forward and gives Srimati Radharani a royal tilak, marking her to be the queen of Vrindavan, and everyone shouts with happiness, "Jai Sri Radhe!" Yeah, but they're more joyful. "Jai Sri Radhe!" Yeah, good. Fine. Then there are different presents which are given to Radharani. Would you like to know the presents? First comes Brahma's wife, Savitri. She gives Srimati Radharani a lotus garland which never fades away. Then comes Sachi Devi, the wife of Indra, and offers a golden throne for Radha to sit on. Then comes Gauri, this is Varuna's wife, who gives her a golden scepter so that she can rule. And then some disturbance is there amongst the Brijbasi, because they have seen the black buffalo and honored the goddess, the god of death, who came with his wife Dumona. This is Yamaraja's wife. But they are very peaceful. Dumona gives Srimati Radharani a mirror set with jewels. Those of you who like to speculate can now speculate why this gift, mirror, be set with jewels. No need to speculate, I want to say, but it is very, very symbolic gift. At the same time, the devatas play these huge drums. Do you remember the name? Kettle drums is the English word, yes. They make the sound dundubi, so they are called dundubi drums. This lila takes place at a place which is known as Unmata Radhastali. Unmata means proud, because here Radharani was overwhelmed with the sentiment that Vrindavan is my country, and all of these people, they belong to me. They are my citizens. And even now you can visit this village, the village of Proud Radha. It is in Brij Bhasha, you would call it Umrao. It's Umrao. They make everything very short to speak faster than and more information. Umrao. So I would like to do a little kirtan with you. And in your mind's eye, you may see what you have heard. The idea of hearing Krishna Katha is to remember Krishna. And the goal of this remembrance is to never forget Krishna and Radha and always remember them. This is the idea of Krishna consciousness, to become absorbed in the consciousness of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everybody, please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Premanandi, Hari Hari Ebo.
Vrindavan is the place where four excellent qualities of Krishna shine forth. These four are the extraordinary feature of Vrindavan, not to be found in any other domain, divine or sacred domain. First of all, you will find in Vrindavan the extraordinary beauty of Krishna manifesting itself. Then you will find devotees who are imbued or full with an amount of love and ecstasy which cannot be found in the devotees of Vaikuntha, of who worship Narayan. You find also, and you will see this in the next part of this Leela, extraordinary joyful pastimes in Vrindavan. And very often the medium in these pastimes is Krishna's extraordinary flute. It is through his flute that Krishna enchants all the residents of Vrindavan. When the rivers hear the flute, they stop moving and they become hard. When the breezes hear the flute, they also do not want to continue and leave the place. But especially the gopis, when they hear that flute, they come together like a river. They move towards Krishna in unison. So this flute of Krishna is often also part of very loving and joyful pastimes, extraordinary. And one of them you will hear in a moment. A few days after the coronation of Radha, Srimati Radharani sat on the golden throne presented by Sachi Devi. And she was surrounded by her gopis who now were serving as ministers, home ministers, prime ministers. All the government positions were taken. And on that day, when they were surrounding Radha and the government was ready to act, all of a sudden comes Krishna. And he enters the assembly of the joyful gopis. He goes before Radha and says, I also want to take a role, a position in your government. Radharani is queen. And now when she looks at Krishna like a queen, she glances towards her prime minister, Lalita Sakhi, and Lalita Sakhi speaks on behalf of Radha. O Syam, I have distributed all the positions within the government of Radha. I cannot find a position in the moment on which I can write your name. Tell us, what are you qualified for? And what position would you like to take? So Krishna, with full conviction, says, there's a very important position to be taken up by me. I have the qualifications for this position. I will become the royal constable. This means like policeman. I will see that there's order in the government. And all the gopis start to laugh. He who's always playing, he who's breaking all the rules, will become the constable in this kingdom. Das kann ja was Schönes werden, we say in German. And what will you do, asked Lalita? Well, I will walk around all of Vrindavan. I will take a drum and I will proclaim the glories of Srimati Radharani. I have this very important service. Would you like to know my announcement? And all the gopis laugh. Yes, say your announcement. Glory to the Queen of Vrindavan, I will say. The one who holds all the power here in Braj. You, O Radha, defeat millions of love gods. And everyone goes like, this is not the right thing to say. Please don't kick me away. Accept me as your servant. So Radha smilingly and mercifully accepts. And within minutes, Krishna returns. And again, everyone laughs because he's dressed like a royal constable. Green uniform with the red. And his hair is bound together so that he looks really like a policeman. And he has a little drum where he will make noise so that everyone will come and hear him. And they all are full of ecstasy. So Krishna walks happily in this very joyful costume all over Vrindavan, makes noise, and when everyone is there, it says, glory to the Queen of Vrindavan, who holds all the power here in Braj. Everything goes very well for one day. Then Krishna returns the next day with a very alarmed expression in his face. He goes to the throne of Srimati Radharani and he says, my flute has been stolen. So Vishakha says, good, very good. Now you won't make any disturbance to pious housewives any longer. This is very good. But Radha interrupts Vishakha and says, oh no, Vishakha, in a kingdom where thievery is encouraged and not punished, disorder will soon reign. We must find the flute and return it to our constable. This moment, Lalita is already getting a little anxious, and she interrupts, Radhe, how can you have a constable, a policeman who can't even keep his own things together? I would say, and she turns to Krishna, resign. You're not capable of being a policeman on the first day. something which is valuable for you is stolen from you and you couldn't protect your own self even. Krishna, with a very joyful smile, expresses, "What can I do? I'm a low rank executor of this government. I know some high rank officer has done it. I just have the feeling that it's one of the ministers of your clever gopis who have stolen my flute." So Lalita is now challenged. She's the prime minister, and she angrily orders, "Every one of you, open your veils." You know where the flute can be hidden. "Now open your veils and prove your innocence, and then we will punish this useless constable for making false accusation against the government." So all the gopis, you must understand, in Vrindavan they joke very, very joyfully with each other. The type of joking is a little different than in our style, even in the earthly Vrindavan. When some Brijbasi likes you, he will lovingly slap you on the cheek, and then you know you are accepted. It is really like this. When they like you, they will. Their affection has a kind of a very forceful or direct expression, you could say. It's a different language, different. They will now joke quite intensely. You will see. So everyone opens their veil. There is no flute. And then Krishna said, "The prime minister has to also open the veil." But this is too much for Lalita. She gets really angry, opens her veil, and the flute falls out of her veil. She goes, "This is you, Syam. You were somehow bringing your flute here to create your famous disturbances of the order." And everyone just laughs and laughs and laughs and laughs and laughs. And then Lalita says, "You have to swear on the queen that you didn't do it. You have to go to her, touch with your hands her lotus feet, and declare, 'I'm innocent.'" So Krishna is trembling with ecstasy. He gets a chance to touch the lotus feet of his most beloved Radha, and he comes close, trembling with transcendental excitement. And at that moment, Radha speaks. She speaks her mind. She says, "O Syam, you have satisfied your desire by making me the queen of Vrindavan. But now I wish to tell you what is in my mind. I wish that you give up this dress of a constable and take your normal dress, and you come and sit next to me on this throne, because it is for you and you only that I live. My life force, my prana, is dedicated for you alone." So Krishna looks at Radha and quickly disappears. And moments later, he comes in a new dress made by Vrinda Devi, no longer that constable dress, and ascends the throne of Braj. Radha looks like lightning, who leans against the cloud of Krishna. When the peacocks see Radha and Krishna united, they come and dance madly and ecstatically. The parrots fly in the sky and call out, Jai Sri Radhe. The bees, together with their wives, are ecstatically flying from flower to flower to flower. And the whole of Braj, who sees this beautiful scene, calls out, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shyam. And all the gopis come together.
Very much. We celebrate the Queen of Vrindavan. There are many names like this. Vrindavaneshwari, the one who is absolutely and who holds all the power really, and pulls all the strings, the Ishwari of Vrindavan. There are also months, and this one month set aside to glorify Srimati Radharani exclusively, the month of Kartik, which is given by Krishna to Radha. It's the most beautiful month in Vrindavan, which comes between one full moon and another full moon, the Sharad Purnima. It is here where Radharani is worshipped as Kartika Devi or Ujeshwari, the one who holds tremendous Uja, which means splendor and power. Many of you have observed in the month of Kartik special observances or things which they do dedicated to Radha. And in all of Vrindavan, whenever you you will find people who say Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Radhe, more than Jai Sri Krishna. Also in Vrindavan, the most sacred lake, which is glorified all over the world by now, is Radhakund. And even if you come to Delhi, which is quite close to Vrindavan, 140 kilometers or so, when you pass through the immigration officer will most likely address you with Jai Radhe. I have seen this, it's a tremendous increase of awareness of Radharani. Radharani is very important for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because we understand that Krishna himself wanted to know a little bit of her moods of love towards her. And since he felt he could not understand it by remaining Krishna, he took a special form where he's inside Krishna, but covered in the complexion and the mood, the thinking, the feeling of Srimati Radharani. And as such, he, in this form, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an incarnation of Krishna, which is very special in many aspects, but one is completely, let us say, glorified, that is, he is merciful without making a distinction who is fit to receive divine mercy and who is not fit. At the end of this Katha evening, where we have seen how Krishna insisted that Srimati Radharani is crowned the Queen of Vrindavan, this very end, I would like to tell you briefly a pastime which alludes or points towards the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a pastime discussed in Vrindavan. It belongs to the folklore, you might say, to the itihasa, to what they talk about in the villages. Once Srimati Radharani left the palace of her parents in Vashana, she descended the stairs and went, like she often did, to Nandagram. She came at the end, or at the beginning of the Nandishwara hill, and climbed the steep stairs up to the palace of Nanda Maharaj, where she would meet Yashoda and Krishna. So on her way inside, right at the gate, she noticed a new plaque which was not there before. It was a board, a notice board, and it said, only qualified people are allowed to come before Krishna. She noticed the plaque and then continued through the gate. She cooked like she always cooked. And she returned in the afternoon to Vashana. Now usually when Radha, you know, the princess, would return, all the people gave her, Vashana gave her a joyous reception with flowers, music, dance. And Radha would smilingly accept this reception. But today she walked right past everything. She went up the stairs very fast. And without informing her mother Kirtita, without even seeing and bowing down to her father Vrishabhanu, she went into her inner rooms. Vrishabhanu Maharaj came to save Kirtita and said, has Radha returned? She has not come to me like always. Kirtita said, yes, she has returned, but something is different. She just walked into her room without acknowledging anyone, not even the reception party. Be something in her mind. You're the mother, why don't you go inside? So Kirtita went inside and said, oh darling, daughter, Radha, is there something in your mind that you would like to tell your mother? Radha just gave Kirtita a short glance and said, nothing, mother, nothing. Kirtita went out to be the mentor of Vrishabhanu. This is something for fathers to take care of. It's very severe. You better go. And so Vrishabhanu carefully knocked. There was no answer. He went into the room and he said, your father is also here. You please tell me, is there any little problem, or big problem? I'm here to take care of this. And Radha looked at Vrishabhanu, her father. She looked into this loving face, a face which was so known to her. The person who had taken care of her from her birth. And she thought for a while, and they said, nothing, Father, everything is perfectly all right. No, you behave a little different today. Was there something happening in Nandagra which was not so pleasant? Now everything is all right. Shabbat went out. That's the first thing to that which I can do here. You better go. This is something for the mother. So Kirdida came back after this very short time and said, this is something for the father. And sent her husband again. And then Bishop Arne said, look now into the face of your father. Darling, Radha, tell me what is wrong. I know something is wrong. I'm your father. And Radha said, oh no, nothing is wrong. And then she just threw herself around the neck of her father and just started to sob and sob and cry and cry and cry. Bishop Aru said, please calm down. It is very easy to solve. I am the king of this kingdom, no problem. What bothers you so much? And then Radha, sobbing, she could not really speak, tried many times. When I came up the stairs, I saw this plague. Only qualified people are allowed to see Krishna. And I was thinking, Kali Yuga is there. Who is qualified? No one. How will people in Kali Yuga approach Krishna? It is not possible for them. And she who feels so much for the suffering of the living entity, then felt and said, I declare solemnly, Vrishabhanu heard this, you know, this was, I don't know what he thought, but I can imagine he thought this was a theological problem. I can't solve this. he must have thought, what can I do? This is a plan. This is the board, notice board. But then Radharani said, Father, I declare, although it may be very difficult to see Krishna, although it may be difficult for people who are not qualified to approach him, but I just declare anyone and everyone can come to me, even though they are so full of disqualification, and I will lovingly accept them. And I when I told this story to one of my good friends, he's the school director of the International Gurukul, which has now built their campus, a big campus, outside of Vrindavan, a place where, forget almost the name, Agasura was. There is a huge compound with nice trees and so on. And I told him, he said, that foretells even in the Brijbhasa mind the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna, but in the mood, in the sentiment, in the feeling of absolute compassion, he came in Kali Yuga to accept those who have no other shelter and to give them the holy name. So I wanted to now make a very brief kirtan, and then I will lead you in an interactive exercise, which I think you will appreciate very much. Nityananda, Lord, you are shining all about the window.
Sri Krishna Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna.